I loved you, but never met you.
I know everything about you.
I researched you.
I looked into books to find out more about you.
I googled your name online.
And searched small and big libraries for books about you.
Because they told me that you loved me.
But I'm confused because we never met.
How can you love someone you've never met?
They told me that you conquered the Romans for me.
And sent your best men to Persia for me.
You bled.
You fought.
You walked barefooted.
You were sworn at, insulted.
Called crazy and insane.
You endured all of this for me.
And how can I not love you?
Even though we haven't met.
And I told them that I dream every night.
And wish every day.
That one day.
Even for a fraction of a second.
That my eyes could meet yours.
And that my hands could shake yours.
And that you let me drink from your river.
I read about your beauty.
I heard about how you were offered wealth, status, and women.
But you declined them for me.
I heard that they sent the children to throw stones at you.
But you replied with patience and prayer.
I heard that they boycotted you for 3 years.
Took your home.
And drove you out of your birthplace.
The most beloved place to your heart.
But that wasn't enough.
So after you left secretly at night,
they sent their best men to track you down.
And bring you back.
To kill your dream for me.
But God protected you with a pigeon and a spider's web.
And when you arrived to safety,
you stood all night,
crying and praying for me.
Until tears dripped from your beard.
Just like water drips from a leaking tap.
All this made you stronger.
And more determined to reach me.
Years later,
they sent an army of 1,000 men to fight you.
You stood with 300 men and won.
Then they formed a bigger army.
And came back to finish you.
But they couldn't.
Their hate for you only increased.
But your love for me grew even more.
Then they formed allies against you.
And betrayed you.
And denied you the right to return to your homeland.
And undermined you in their deals.
But because of your love for peace.
Because of your love for virtue.
Because of your love for me.
You accepted their terms.
And agreed to their conditions.
People say Romeo and Juliet is the greatest love story of all.
I said to them,
how can that be?
When the man I loved did all that for me.
When the man I love sacrificed his life for me.
The man I love gave everything he had for me.
The man I love sent armies to the east and the west so that I can be.
The man I love showed me purpose in what I do.
I know that he is my prophet, I am proud to say.
He gave me confidence in the right way.
To me, he was a perfect leader, father, warrior, carer, and friend.
The message of peace, love, and justice he would send.
To every man, woman, and child in this world, and to every creation in the universe too.
I remind you that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was granted his supplication from Allah,
and when he could have used it for himself,
he saved it for his ummah, he saved it for you.
I now know why I love him more than I love myself.
I now know why I love him more than I love myself.
I now know why I love him more than I love myself.
I now know why I love him more than I love myself.
I now know why I love him more than I love myself.